Here.
Tim Hunter?
Here.
Emma Bilson?
Here.
All the socially distanced chairs in the back room of Marvel's Community Church were taken at the town's April 1st meeting. Its biggest agenda item was an update from the Lead King Loop Working Group. That group has been studying increased OHV or off-highway vehicle use since 2018 and published a recent study about impacts on the town, including increased noise, dust, erosion, and safety concerns. There are members of the group representing every level of government from municipal to federal. In the federal seat is Shelley Grail, recreation manager for the White River National Forest. The 13-mile Lead King Loop is a major access point to the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness, one of the founding areas of the Wilderness Act created in 1964. National forests are prized for multi-use access, from hikers and cyclists to horseback riders and, yes, ATVs. Grail says she often reminds users of this policy.
You know, we don't really prioritize one over the other, which is why stakeholder groups are really important for us. It's so crucial that we are sitting down with the town, the county, and other stakeholders so that we're hearing from everyone.
The Forest Service uses permitting systems to deal with overuse in areas like Conundrum Hot Springs. But the first line of defense in dealing with too many forest users is enforcement. Marble's isolated location makes enforcement challenging, and Shelley says the Forest Service is short-staffed. There's currently an agreement in the works between the Forest Service and Gunnison County to provide needed funds. $10,000 would pay for 1 to 2 days of patrolling by a forest protection officer. Marble trustees also agreed to pitch in some cash. Forest protection officers can write up tickets for violations of parking signs or noise regulations, but they cannot make arrests. That level of enforcement falls on the Gunnison County Sheriff's Office, another agency that has difficulty getting to Marble. The town, along with Somerset, sits in a remote corner of the county that the sheriff calls the area. He plans to have a deputy available to patrol starting in August. But local resident Peter Mertz says that enforcement will come too late.
The problem is glaring and imminent. You know, in the next 60 days, we're going to have a lot of people showing up here, and they're going to park right on the edge of Beaver Lake, and they're going to park blocking my driveway. Without enforcement, you know, what are we going to do? Stand out there with a shotgun, tell everybody to get off, you know, our parked driveway?
The town of Marble doesn't have enforcement power, but it can make rules. Capping truck and trailer parking is one way to stymie ATV use. A more extreme route is banning ATVs in town altogether, leaving no way for riders to get to the National Forest. In fact, part of the Lead King Loop is a county road, so Gunnison County could also choose to ban ATVs and effectively eliminate ATV traffic in Marble. Resident Alex Menard supports the ban on ATVs, but fears the town is slow to take action because of a conflict of interest. Marble's Mayor Ryan Vinciguerra owns Slow Griven Barbecue, the town's only full-service restaurant. Menard pushed the town to take action with an unofficial vote.
It's absolutely so plain that you guys should just stop the ATVs now. Now. How many people here would rather hear 98 decibels? Raise your hand. Compare it to a bird singing. Okay, 98 decibels, anybody? Okay, bird singing, anybody?
Education has been proposed as another tool. The town plans to organize volunteers to answer questions from visitors, kiosk style. Additional signage is considered low-hanging fruit on the education agenda as well. Trustee Josh Vaught notes that 45% of tourists in Marble are first-time visitors.
I gotta admit, I've been coming up here to Marble for a long time, and it took me a couple years to figure out my way around town with how it jogs through town. It's really wonky, and there's no cell phone service.
Local resident Terry Havens says these ideas for education are lame. She and Menard both doubt those messages will reach their intended audience.
You've probably seen the names of the models, right? Like Prowler and Enforcer and Punisher,
Razor.
All names like that.
So
but if you ever
on a recent spring afternoon, Havens sits on her porch, a stone's throw from the county road that climbs toward the Lead King Loop.
I bought property on a Jeep trail. I don't expect it to be closed. I expect some traffic, but I think probably in the last 5 or 6 years, that's when I started writing letters anyway. It started getting really bad because the ATVs changed so much. They became side by sides, and they became louder and faster and more numerous.
She says it's not just about her home. The wilderness beyond it is important to her, too. Havens was advocating for a permit system before Marble's last town meeting. Now she agrees with Menard that somewhere along the line of ATV traffic, those vehicles need to be banned. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.